Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The spiritual gold of a godly life. No one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. 1 Thessalonians 3:3. Mining for gold requires a willingness to work long hours in uncomfortable surroundings. But once a strike is made, the toil and tears seem a small price to pay. The spiritual gold of a godly life is no different. Holiness and hardship are inseparable parts of the same endeavor. F.B. Meyer examines the purpose behind God-appointed trials in the Christian life. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. We all love the sunshine, but the Arabs have a proverb that all sunshine makes the desert. And we commonly observe how the graces of Christian living are more often apparent in the case of those individuals who have passed through great tribulation. God desires to get as rich a crop as possible from the soil of our natures. There are certain plants of the Christian life, such as meekness, gentleness, kindness, humility, which cannot come to perfection if the sun of prosperity always shines. As the weights of the clock or the ballast in the vessel are necessary for their right ordering, so is trouble in the soul life. The sweetest scents are only obtained by tremendous pressure. The fairest flowers grow amid alpine snow solitudes. The rarest gems have suffered longest from the cutter's wheel. The noblest statues have borne the most blows of the chisel. All, however, are under God's supervision. Nothing happens that has not been appointed with consummate care and foresight. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through chapter 3, verse 13.
But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you, for we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did, again and again. But Satan blocked our way. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. 1 Thessalonians 3. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. For you know quite well that we are destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you and that our labors might have been in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones.
Just as the sculptor's chisel reveals the hidden beauty in a chunk of marble, so difficulties pare away the rough edges in your life. Even as the gardener's shears prune bushes for greater beauty and productivity, so the difficulties in your life prepare you for fruit-bearing in God's kingdom. And when they do, you have the consummate care and foresight of God to thank.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.